Okay, thank you, Don, for those comments. Yes, I noticed the signal level is up. I'm watching it on Echolink as well, and it's quite nice. In fact, I'm pinging it on occasion. So I suspect we may have a hidden hand somewhere adjusting the levels. But no, everybody sounds really good tonight. Regarding wireless sensors, there was a story about an Air Force telescope that was automatic out on Mauna Kea in Hawaii, or I guess somewhere in Hawaii, and it was early experiments in making completely automatic remote telescopes. And they left out a critical if statement. If no contact with radio with weather station, closed dome. And it started to rain one night, and the dome was nice and open. So I guess you learn these things by experience. Anyway, next up is W8EMV, Ed, followed by KF8ARE. Ed, the frequencies are yours.
Thanks, Pat. Radio for the week, I got my OpenSpot 4 hotspot out and made a QSO on the TGIF network. Not aware of any TGIF repeaters around here, but it was pretty easy to configure on the hotspot. Trying to figure out if there's an upgrade path for my other DMR hotspot. It's running on a Raspberry Pi Zero, which no longer has support from some of the software that I'm looking at running, so have to figure that out. Other bits of news, coming up on Monday is the Aero Amp team outing at 6 o'clock on Monday at Gallup Park. Rain or shine, operate in the cold. And then Tuesday is the Aero General Meeting at MakerWorks. And then next Saturday in Livonia is the Livonia Swap at a new location in Northville, Ward Church, 6 Mile Road. So looking forward, folks, at various of those events. I don't know if I can make all of them, but I'm going to give it a try. WDMV, back to that.